At Bromwich & Smith, we hope you haven't heard of us, because we hope you haven't had to deal with mounting debt. But if you are starting to feel debt's pressure, our hope is to provide you with hope. Bromwich & Smith is a licensed insolvency trustee committed to providing debt relief. To learn about Consumer Proposals, a flexible, federally protected alternative to bankruptcy, visit bromwichandsmith.com, spelled BROMWICH and Smith.com.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
An enthusiastic welcome, each and every one of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and now this year with an expanded presence on iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes, so you can access even more places this year. What hasn't changed is that you get grounded and unique solutions here that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. So let me start today with quite a provocative question. I ask you, is it okay to dislike your aging parents? Just with that one alone, some of you may be wondering if I actually dared say that out loud on a show called The Conscious Caregiver, which presumably denotes an ultimately compassionate stance toward our seniors. Emphasis should be on the word ultimately, because I'm here to tell you that I vocally declared even more than dislike via a center page spread, and I'm not talking about that kind, in a health, wellness, and safety magazine about 6 years ago. And I was talking about how vital, as in essential, it is for caregivers to be able to express all their feelings, the so-called good, bad, and ugly, with a special focus on the naughty ones, so-called naughty, that society does not permit the adult child, and that particularly regards dutiful daughters who are really feeling frustrated, burdened, angry, and resentful. And so I pictured a caregiver sitting in a professional office of some sort, because that was the audience for this magazine. Even my financial advisor had a copy in his office at the time. And so they're flipping through, kind of casually browsing while they're waiting for, say, a medical appointment to start. And all of a sudden they come to this article and they can't believe their eyes. Because in the center spread, there was the whole notion that it is perfectly okay to express and feel so-called negative feelings. And I kind of roared while I was composing it and then pictured this reaction, because it's almost like they open it up and they go, no, really, really, she's actually saying that out loud and it's okay for me. And then she closes it again furtively and then they reopen and read a few more sentences. Because my aim was really to provide a sense of relief. When I look back, I must confess that April 2013, the time this issue came out, represents precisely where I was at on the heels of my father passing in August 2012 and my mother in April 2010. And those who listen regularly know it was no picnic growing up with a formerly alcoholic dad and a mom who battled paranoid schizophrenia during my formative years. Thus, when it came time, as an only child, to attend more actively to their needs as they declined, those of you out there who can relate, and I know that there are many, can also appreciate I didn't exactly greet this grueling chapter of life with open arms. That's why my primary aim was to create a sense of permission and liberation at the time. Now, of course, since then, with continuous inner work and the resulting personal growth, my own journey shifted through the stages I call desperation to inspiration to hope. And what I mean by that is when I got the call from my dad that he was not managing my mother as well as he used to on his own, that was February the 7th, 2010. Yes, I remember the Sunday well. I thought, oh, here we go again. And my initial reaction was despair because I knew I was in for it to deal with even more compounding issues than I had already done so growing up. The inspiration truly came over time, whereby through trial and error experimentation, and most of it was error, I finally discovered my own keys to success with even the most intractable aging parent. Now, we'll talk about that more later. So I didn't exactly stay endlessly in victimhood. And in fact, I came to hope. But I'm here to emphasize with you today the importance of allowing and giving voice to how you really feel. Because if we're to do what today's theme is really about, i.e. building meaningful aging parent relationships, then I'm sure that my esteemed guest will agree with me that it's important to also give voice to how we're feeling, and I know that she's about giving voice to how our aging parents are feeling, and that's why I'm excited to have her on. Now, just a reminder for everyone out there, we do invite call-ins to the show, and those can be placed at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I know in preparing with Stephanie for you, I'm especially excited about her four-step process. I will not steal all of her thunder about her care model, just that I know that her connection points, which is one of her steps already, will make a considerably huge difference in your own caregiving world. I was so pleased to meet Stephanie through an affiliation that I carry, and I remember exactly being intrigued by her information already a few years ago and thinking to myself, oh, this is somebody that I should really connect with because it seems like we might be doing some similar work around family caregiving and helping those who are especially in the baby boomer and even other generations contending with whether it might be aging parents or other relatives, or perhaps even by extension that my own audience has let me know about, friends, colleagues, neighbors, and even there are those who listen who gain helpful advice to deal with their own growing adult children. So either way, I am certain that her model is going to be pertinent to a number of you listening out there. And so the day has really come where I get to actually interview her. You know how life sometimes presents moments where we actually have everything come together? I never imagined, having a radio show at the time, that I saw her wonderful information on a networking table, but either way, here we are today. And so when we return from what will be a short period of suspended animation and there is a hint there, I can't wait to introduce Stephanie. For the time being, I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Plus, also, we have now iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before we introduce our guest, I wonder to ask you this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how meaningful would you describe your own aging parent relationship to be? Or some of you, like I say, relate to other audiences. Either way, I would love to introduce with you today my guest, Stephanie Erickson, and she's a family caregiving expert, founder of the Erickson Resource Group. Let me tell you a little bit about Stephanie. A California native, she has a master's degree in social work and is licensed in both Quebec and California. So we have a span there between Canada and the US, which is great. She founded the Erickson Resource Group, a clinical practice focusing on seniors and their families and decision-making capacity assessments for legal proceedings. As a family caregiving expert, she's a regular contributor on Breakfast Television Montreal and other media outlets throughout the US and Canada, discussing topics related to health and well-being. Stephanie is passionate about sharing her experience and knowledge with the hopes of encouraging others to take control of their personal health and to advocate on behalf of vulnerable aging populations. She produces original content to share through social media in the hopes of inspiring others. And as an entrepreneur, a mom of two children, a wife, and a mom to an active puppy, free time, you can well understand, is not easy for her to come by. Yet, Stephanie always carves out time, get ready for this, to train on the flying trapeze. So, Stephanie, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning, Carol Ann. It is my pleasure.
Thank you. And so, let's start by you telling us a little bit about how you came to be doing this work in the world. I know everyone has a journey and a story.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when I look back, I originally had wanted to be a teacher. That's what I went to university for and got my degree in English. And as I was earning my bachelor's degree, I started working while I was going to school, and I was working at a group home for foster kids as a teacher. And I became more interested in their stories and realizing how they couldn't even focus on education because they were overwhelmed with their own personal histories and family conflict and things that they had been going through. And I hadn't even heard about social work at the time. I actually didn't even really know what it was. And the manager of the group home explained to me, oh, this is called social work. And that sort of started my path. Originally, I thought I would work with kids. I've done all sorts of social work. I've worked in protective services. I've worked with kids that have been physically and sexually abused. I've worked in palliative care. I've worked in a homeless shelter for women. I've worked in a domestic violence shelter. I mean, I've done all sorts of social work. And then in the last about 15 years, I've been focusing mostly on families who are taking care of someone who has dementia.
Wow, that's quite some pathway. We have in common to have studied to be teachers, and your trajectory really took you into a whole massive set of experiences. And we've, of course, in our a little bit of preparation that we've done, Stephanie talked about how you do work with families and especially dementia and really provide them that expert support as they go through this stage of life. So I'm sure in all of that mix, you have found certain aspects to be particularly challenging, I suppose, in dealing with people, especially if they're trying to deal with aging parents. So I'd be curious, what are some of those challenges that you found?
Well, I think, well, there's several, and obviously it's different for different people, but the common thread is the struggles that caregivers feel in trying to do the right thing on behalf of their aging parent, and particularly if someone has dementia and can't express him or herself, their personality changes, relationships shift, so that becomes a real struggle. So a lot of the work I do is supporting the caregivers, and I loved what you said, Carol Ann, in your introduction about how we don't have to like our parents either. And so that's sometimes something that I'm working with the caregivers on as well, is they feel an obligation to provide care and support, but there's no love there. And so it can be challenging. So that's one issue. The other thing I think that's pretty common is the conflicts that can have within families. So adult children who are in disagreement with the type of care that should be provided or the way in which it should be provided. Financial mistrust, or sometimes even, unfortunately, financial exploitation. And so that's kind of another facet of situations that I find myself in.
Mm-hmm. You know, and from what I know, which is not as vast as you do in the field of dementia and how that also shifts already existent family dynamics, that indeed must be very hard for a number of people. And I've got to say that the services that you provide out there, you know yourself, are only going to become more needed rather than less needed in coming years. I can't count the number of media outlets, whether it's TV, radio, or print, that are talking about the very issues that you help folks with. So indeed, we both focus on the caregiver. Therefore, I'd love to know something about the mindsets and the attitudes that you found helpful, you know, personally and or professionally, to assist them in navigating these parental relationships.
The mindset of the caregiver?
Yes, to help them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that I find that the caregivers who feel the best about what they're doing are those who know that, first of all, things are unpredictable, that in hindsight they may wish that they would have done different things, but that the most important thing is that if a caregiver has the good and the best intentions, is really looking out for the best interests of somebody, whatever decision they make, they should feel good about, because we do what we can in the moment with the information that we have, and that if our intentions are true and we really are trying to do the right thing, then that's the most that we can ask for ourselves. And in life in general, things shift, things evolve. We make a decision, something changes, there's a shift in the outcome, and then we have to adjust and be flexible. And in caregiving, a lot of it is about being flexible as well. But I think being able to just know that we're doing whatever we can to protect somebody, to keep them safe, to keep them healthy, to get them what they need, and to have confidence in ourselves and forgive ourselves for things that we think that we should have done and we did not.
such important points, Stephanie. That's really terrific that you're saying that, because a lot of caregivers can be very hard upon themselves and beat up on themselves for perhaps what they didn't do or they ought to have done. And instead, if we can help them recognize what they are doing right, and always the phrase that we're doing the best we can in any given moment, is really an important one to remember. So thank you for sharing those feeling-based ideas. Stay tuned, everyone. We're just going to go into a little bit of a break. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
So delighted that you're with us today. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Remember, folks, that there's always the opportunity to call in to this show at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we have on as our guest today Stephanie Erickson, who is a family caregiving expert and also media commentator. Just before the break, we were talking about attitudes and mindsets that she has found helpful to share with caregivers to help them navigate what can sometimes be a very difficult journey of life. And Stephanie, you were just saying to me that there were some added comments you wanted to make in that regard. So why don't we just pick up right there?
Yeah, well, one of the comments that you made after I was discussing it was that, you know, caregivers like to know that they're doing things right. And I would just caution people about using the word right or using the word wrong, because first of all, my situation will never be the same as anybody else's. It's the same thing when you're raising children. And, you know, my son struggles with anxiety, and I can tell you for years, people have been telling me what I'm supposed to be doing to support him. But I have to ignore all that and do what's right for me and for him. The same thing with caregiving. You know, your situation is your situation, and you feel confident that you are doing what is best in your particular situation for your particular loved one, and just feel confident and stick with your gut. There's a right way for you, not a right way.
Very good. I really appreciate that important distinction. And while we're still on the topic, perhaps, of attitudes and mindsets, are there any others that you would wish to share with our valued audience today, Stephanie?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that caregivers struggle with when relationships aren't good, which you have mentioned today in the show, is that, you know, they feel like, well, if I'm you know, not if I don't love my parents, then I'm not necessarily doing the right thing. And, you know, there's something wrong with me. But I think that we need to be very gentle with ourselves and forgive ourselves. There are experiences that we've all had with our parents growing up, and sometimes relationships aren't where we want them to be. And it's okay to have these feelings about your parents. Especially, I really respect caregivers who have horrible stories about their history with their parents, yet they're still, you know, doing what they can for their parent at this stage in their life. And I have incredible respect for people who are to do that. And I also understand if someone needs to walk away and just say, these are my boundaries, these are my limits, I just can't do it. And that's okay too. Again, it's your situation. Only you know what you're able to handle.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Just, you know, unless somebody has walked in our own shoes, as you say, with your son or me with my parents or anyone listening out there, they don't fully know the situation, do they? And so it's really important to give ourselves that accord. And so if we were to move into strategies, which means to say, we've talked a little bit about attitudes and mindsets, but there are also, I'm sure, with your vast expertise, Stephanie, some things that we can actually do that make a positive difference, you know, in the situations of caregiving we find ourselves. So let's dive in there.
I like to look at life in general and health and well-being in a very grand way, a very, you know, all-inclusive way. To me, it's not just about someone needs food, so we're going to provide them a meal. It's about the whole experience. It's about the whole being of a person. It's their body. It's their mind. It's their soul. It's their spirit. And so I think that if we can, as caregivers, find ways to meet all of those needs, we'll feel better that we're doing everything we can. And also it's going to provide some really important support for those who are aging in ways that maybe traditional medical systems don't provide, or traditional, you know, housing environments, you know. So that's to say that there's a lot of different kinds of interventions that we can do, and to really, you know, think out of the box, know your parent, know what they like, what they don't like, and provide it all. So, you know, if they grew up listening to, you know, I don't know, Frank Sinatra, then Frank Sinatra should be playing in the room all the time. In other words, that is an intervention. And so don't, as a caregiver, minimize what you're doing. If you're providing music, if you're providing, I mean, like personally, I've told my kids, okay, when I'm really old and if I don't know what I'm doing or I'm not mobile, please just bring a bucket of sand to me and let me keep putting my feet in sand because I love the beach, you know? So those things are really important to do.
Yeah. It's, you know, you make such a great point there about not minimizing again, what we are doing. And so just thinking outside the box, gosh, I can well summon up a second book I wrote in this realm about coping with uncopable systems, and it was for advocacy for elder care. And so that dealt with healthcare amongst others, right? So you well know, given how you've traveled in these circles extensively, how important it is, again, to stay true to what you know about yourself as well as your parents and what they best would need. Just before we take a further pause, are there any other strategies that you can recommend with our folks today, Stephanie?
Well, I would think especially those who are caring for someone who has dementia, I hear a lot of caregivers say things like, well, she doesn't even know who I am, so why bother? So another strategy for me to give to a caregiver is whatever you're doing in that moment with that person is priceless. It's immeasurable. So even if you walk away and things change, you walk away, the person doesn't remember that you were there. It doesn't matter. In that moment, what we do in that connection that we have, that eye contact, that hand holding, it's incredibly powerful and it provides value and quality to the person. So a strategy would be is to be present, be in the moment, and know that that is effective and helpful.
Mm-hmm. I did not deal with dementia in my own parental situation, and so many people express just what you did with me right now. So I am sure that their hearts and souls are resonating deeply with what you just expressed, Stephanie. That no wonder that you are a family caregiving expert. And also, I hope that you are continuing with your media commentating. You know, I think it's so important to get these messages out with folks. When we return from a little bit of a pause, we'll also be talking about any kinds of learnings you've had about yourself that could be of interest to listeners. So stay tuned, folks. We are heading into a short breather, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various business interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamrego1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
Thanks for tuning in with us, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. We have today with us family caregiving expert, founder of the Erickson Resource Group, and media commentator, Stephanie Erickson. And we've been talking so far about some attitudes and mindsets that she has found particularly helpful for caregivers with whom she deals, as well as also some strategies. And they don't, from the sounds that my ears picked up, they don't always have to be the largest necessarily, but even something as simple as if your folks, she was saying, love Frank Sinatra, then his tunes ought to be playing in the background. Again, this is your last chance to access Stephanie's vast expertise today at 1-866-451-1451. And I'm just about to listen aptly to what you'll talk about next, Stephanie, which is your own challenges with anxiety, because this is a very transparent show, as you've seen. And so I really appreciate that you will share something of those themes with our listeners next.
Yeah, it's no problem. I mean, I've had anxiety from as early as I can remember. There's a genetic, predisposition in my family for anxiety. Many members of my family have it. They also have depression. I have more anxiety, not depression. I've had multiple family members try to kill themselves. I mean, mental illness and mental health challenges are in my family. In addition, I was abused as a child. So you put those two things together and you can imagine that throughout my life, I've really struggled with feeling comfortable and safe, which obviously led me into social work as well to turn around and help other people. And I have really learned a lot about myself. I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've been very blessed and fortunate to have worked with many, many families who have taught me. You know, I feel like I'm the lucky one in this relationship between social worker and client, because people are helping me, not that they know that they're helping me, but, you know, being around them and hearing their struggles and seeing how resilient and powerful people can be has really helped me too.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for really sharing us these important slices also from your own life story, because I think sometimes people might conclude, oh, you know, if you're doing the work in the world that you are and you're a social worker, well, then everything must be quite perfect now. And, you know, I think of life as an ongoing series of lessons. Gosh, I've facilitated in corporate Canada, and I've said to leadership audiences, I hope the day before I pass away that I was learning or growing and finding out something more about myself. So thank you, Stephanie, for giving us those pieces from your own life journey. And that kind of leads us into, if there is anything else that you have, you know, learned about yourself along the way, or any further wisdom that you wish to impart with our caregiver audience today.
Well, I don't know if it could be qualified as wisdom. I see like the Dalai Lama is imparting wisdom, but I can just tell you, you know, for me in my little world, what helps me is personally, what has really changed my life is embracing being afraid. And when you're someone who's anxious like me, you want predictability, you want to know what's happening, you want routine. And when things are not like that, I become extremely anxious. And what I've realized is that if when I'm not anxious, or even when I am, if I continually leap out of my comfort zones and put myself in situations where I'm very afraid, even though it's super uncomfortable during the moments, after I pass through that moment, I feel stronger, and it's like something shifts in my brain. And I'm sure physiologically there are changes happening in my brain too at the same time. And so then I start realizing, wow, even when I'm really afraid, when I'm really uncomfortable, when I really don't know what's going to happen, I can handle it. I can manage it. I'm good. I'm okay. I know what I'm doing. My body will respond. I'll know how to take care of myself instinctually. And so I've just, over the last 5 years particularly, just continued to throw myself into situations that scare the living daylights out of me. And what I'm finding is that my confidence is building, and I'm actually less anxious now than I was even a year ago or 2 years ago. Like, I keep getting less and less anxious on a daily basis because I'm constantly challenging myself.
Wow. I can tell you for a fact that one of my listeners keeps a Carol Ann binder of things that I share on this show and that my guests, so wonderful, bring to the table. So I'm taking, for the personal Carol Ann binder, something what you said about putting yourself into situations outside of one's comfort zones. That's a personal thank you from me to you, Stephanie. And so,
well, then come do the flying trapeze with me, Carol Ann. that's what we'll do.
that would distinctly rate as being outside of my comfort zone. I've seen photos because you have presences in various places, and I'm like, oh boy, that's why I admire you for doing that. So isn't that hilarious? Oh my goodness. But it's really important to ask you this. And I'm sure that folks sharing with us today want to know more about how they can find you. So please tell us some ways we can access your vast fount.
Well, social media is the way to do it. I mean, I'm on LinkedIn, and that's more professional posts related to social work and health and wellness. And if you follow my Facebook page, which is, you know, you can find me, Stephanie Erickson, Family Caregiving Expert Media Commentator is the name of the professional page. And I'll post things that I would post on LinkedIn, but sometimes a bit more personal. And if people have Instagram, I'm at Steph Erickson Host. And that really is very personal. Lots of stuff of my dog and me on the flying trapeze and, you know, me out taking walks, and it's much more personal. And you can find that feed on my Facebook feed. You can access my stories anyways on Instagram. So that's probably the best way to find me.
Very good. And we will be due for just a short little pause. Stephanie, can you just hang tight? Because I want to mention something else with our audience today after the commercial about something that I learned about you that's on your website that I think would be really worthy for folks. Would you mind to just hang
sure.
tight with us for another minute or two?
No problem.
Great, because I know everyone is appreciating how much you're spending your valuable time with us today and what you're imparting both from your professional expertise as well as with your personal journey, shall we say. I'm certainly learning a lot, and I encourage others to think about what they're connecting with from your messages. For now, we're just taking a break, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Thanks for continuing to spend your valuable time with us today. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and I asked our guest, Stephanie Erickson, just to stay with us for one more moment or two, because I also know that there's some really great information on her website, and Stephanie will ask for a reminder of your social media presences as well. So take it away and let us know what else you've got on your site.
Well, if you go to ericksonresource.com, and I imagine on your post you'll have the spelling of my name and the links and such, there's a guide that you can click on. It's called 4 Steps to Build Meaningful Relationships with Aging Parents, and it's just sort of a guide for how to communicate and start the process of proactive discussions about aging and the expectations of your parents and what they expect from you, and you can share with them your feelings and your capacities of what you're willing to help with. And you can get that for free through my website. Also on there, you can see all my television appearances. You can also go on my YouTube channel, see all my television appearances. And of course, because I'm on 3 times a month, so, and it's always health and well-being if you want that. And of course, again, on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm everywhere.
You literally are, because I looked you up and you're everywhere, which is great for folks to be able to access. And it's really important to me to thank my guests with aplomb. So, Stephanie, I wanted to say a gracious thank you for everything that you have shared with our audience today. You have really brought a lot to the table from both your professional and your personal journey, and that blend is so very appealing and engaging. I know you have to slide on to your next commitments, but just a warm thank you to you for today.
Not a problem, Carol Ann, anytime.
Okay. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And so, folks, where we're at now is in this next portion of the show. We're going to build in a couple of ways on what you've learned from Stephanie. And I know that there are people who listen throughout, and there are others who catch a segment here and there. Our theme has also been as an undercurrent, building meaningful aging parent relationships. So my first coaching type question might be, as you consider everything that Stephanie shared, what attitude or mindset or perhaps strategy that you're already using could be your strongest suit? Meaning to say, is there one particular thing that you're already doing well that you would like to keep? Is there something that you feel maybe needs some enhancement or some working upon? What would that be? And last question is, what action can you take this week on something that you identified that you would like to perhaps grow stronger in? And why I'm asking these questions is because, of course, my blogs throughout January at copingwithuncopableparents.com. You can enter there through carolannhamilton.com. You'll see my websites side by side. And when you click on the coping site, literally that's what the button says, you'll come to the tabs across the top that, of course, reference my blog. And I'm doing a series of articles there on how to really get complete, not just with the year that was passed, but about also intentionally setting out what you want to do this year, but also how you wish to be. And so there could be any show that we do in this 2019 that I could ask you the same question for: what will you keep, what will you stop doing, and what will you start doing differently? But in this case, it pertains to building meaningful aging parent relationships. And so we're going to continue that theme even a little further just right now, because there is a tool from my coaching practice that is called the balance wheel. Many coaches use it with their clients. And essentially, it's an 8-sector pie, if you want to imagine a pie. Some of you may have paper next to your side or your phone, or you're just listening while you're out and about in the world. Either way, the idea is to divide the pie into 8 slices. Those 8 are health, as in physical. The other health could be termed emotional, mental, spiritual. So we've got physical versus the other forms of health. That's 2 slices. Then we've got another 2 slices that pertain to relationships with your significant other. And this one that we're focusing on today that is often called family and friends. Significant other versus family and friends. Then the other 4 slices are really your career, your finances, plus learning and growth, and fun and recreation. And so you can do this pie even beyond the show today. I'll explain you how it works, where if you can imagine a 0 at the center of the pie where all of those slices intersect, and a 10 at the outward rim, then you might want to focus to that slice that's called relationships, family, and friends, and give yourself a little bit of a rating between 0 and 10 on how well you think you're doing in that regard. Family especially, but you can choose friends too, for that matter. I'm working on that this year. And then you might even start to think about, well, depending on how you rated yourself, would you like anything to change about the number in this coming year? So that's relationships, and you can do the 0 to 10 on all of the other segments if you want. As we go along over progressive shows, we may come back to the balance wheel, but either way, I just wanted to be in keeping with the theme today. So we're just about to go into our last segment, but time for a last pause. So you're listening to your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, on the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to our last few moments together today. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And amongst other themes today, we've been focusing on the importance of proactively holding conversations with our aging parents to minimize caregiver stress and improve aging support, you know, of our relatives, plus even maybe by extension, reducing family conflict. And those are the very same things that I talk about in Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, which you can, of course, find at copingwithuncopableparents.com, and you go /plus shop. And so I would, by the way, always personally sign any copy that you would seek before mailing it to you. Now, I'm promising next to preview a couple of upcoming shows because I'm looking forward most immediately to the one that we have slated with you next week, and it's called A Safe Caregiver Space. And I know that my guest and I both recognize the vital importance of having spaces devoted exclusively to the caregiver who really does need to express and experience the feelings associated with their unique challenges. I would say that theme builds nicely with what I've been talking about with Stephanie Erickson today. And our guest most immediately co-hosts a radio show on which I was interviewed last year. So I know we're going to have a meaningful dialogue about her own journey caring for a husband diagnosed with cancer, plus how this prompted her to be doing the work in the world that she now is. And then after that, we have on tap for you credentialed and, you know, licensed physician who has stepped into what I might describe as her real work in the world, as a medical intuitive, functional medicine practitioner, and homeopath. I say this because I know, in having been her honored guest of her radio show a few years back, and I can yet recall how much I learned about spiritual links and the meaning of your illness, even while imparting my elder care messages. So her programs, you will find, use her gifts and talents to help people with complex health issues who feel they don't have the proper answers or relief from the healthcare system. And of course, that naturally appeals to the activist author in me, who is sharing with you today. Now, again, if you can, between now and next time, check out my blog, and it's called What Will You Keep, Stop, Start This Year at copingwithuncopableparents.com. And I always like you to know that if you have missed any of the programs on Bold Brave Media, you can go to my archives at boldbravemedia.com/shows/the conscious caregiver separated by hyphens. And I can be found under both the self-help and the health categories. I think with today's show, we probably have, as it were, in the can, 27 shows that span all manner of topics now. And I'm so looking forward to sharing with you a whole host more this year. I'm plotting out themes as we go throughout the months that also have people that will talk about spring cleaning, as it were, regarding your elder care. And of course, we have occasions like Mother's Day, Father's Day, summer vacations, oh boy, and then back to school on elder care, so to speak, when we all return in the fall after the summers, hopefully rest and relaxation. So either way, you know, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're listening to The Conscious Caregiver with the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, plus iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net. The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.